One of my brother, who homesteaded in 1920, he is 92, and he goes to, he and his wife goes to a dance every Saturday night.
That's probably why he's 92.
It's a senior citizen home, and he's a great guy.
That's wonderful. Just a couple of other questions in terms of background. Did you, growing up or after you were an adult, did y'all attend a church in the area?
We didn't have churches. We had a minister from the churches in Lamar that would come out maybe once a month or something, and we'd have a get-together of a dinner and church in one of the schoolhouses.
Okay.
And so then later on, when my older brothers and sisters went to high school, my mother would move to town in the wintertime, and we would go to school here in Lamar. So I only went to school on the dry land in the first, second, and third, and then I went in the seventh and eighth, but I took that all in 1 year. So I was going to school here in Lamar more than out there because I was younger than the rest of them.
And how far in your schooling did you go?
I only went to my junior year, and I got married.
Okay.
And I was the only one out of the eight children that didn't graduate from high school. And I had two brothers that went to college, and a sister that went to teacher's college, and then my younger sister went to business college. Mm. But I was the black sheep.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
But no, really.
When you say they're different types of education.
Yes, yeah. That's different types of, and I say that I am really self-taught because... my schooling still goes on. I still
Absolutely.
Try to learn. And I don't sit and watch TV, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's the bane of our society now, I think. Your husband, your first husband was a rancher?
No, a farmer.
A farmer.
Okay. He, his father and mother helped build the Fort Lyon Canal, and she cooked for the men up at Lahana, and they worked on that before they bought the farm. And they were irrigated farmers. We've always been irrigated farmers. And our farm is only 121 acres, but we also rented 160 acres, so during his lifetime, why we farmed that much ground.
Okay.
And I still farm. I have a renter that does farming for me.
So
and, of course, when I go on, my children will inherit the farm. So hopefully it'll go on down as far as it can go.
So you work primarily as a farmer's wife and
yes.
housewife and
yes.
helping out on the farm?
Yes, putting up hay, raising chickens, turkeys, or whatever.
I want to ask you all about that and find out more about that as we go on. I'm wondering about travel outside of the county. How did y'all travel? Have you... Growing up or in your adult life, did you travel?
No, the first time I got out of the county was when I got married in Boise City, Oklahoma, and I had never been out of the state,
mm.
and out of the county. Really, I hadn't been out of the county either, except that we lived in the corner of Bent County when I was a child. But most of our land was in Pryor's, but our house was in Bent.
Mm.
So, but since when I retired my studio, I retired, and my husband now, we have been to Alaska and Europe and Australia.
So y'all gotten a chance to travel.
And I've gotten a chance to travel now.
That's
so,
great.
But I think that is the end of it. We've seen what we want to see. It's nice to be home now.
Yeah, there's something nice about that, isn't
yeah.
it? Just
mm-hmm.
being around the place.
And our house, of course, we've lived here so long, and our place is like Grand Central Station. I don't have to go anywhere to see people.
But it comes
there.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me, if you could, tell me your mother's name.
Her name was Eva Laura.
Okay. And she was born in?
Kansas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was born in Kansas,
okay.
too.